You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Dave and Dujanovic have inside sources.
We're going to talk to Boyd about this. The elites out of touch with the American people. Specifically when it comes to inflation.
Who are the elites? Am I the elite? I feel elite, at least in my own mind. I'm not entirely certain if I qualify, though. Boyd joins us right now. Boyd Matheson. This is something you've done a lot of research on. You've studied. There's been a lot of great, especially recently, some great research done. Scott Rasmussen, I know, has done a lot of work on this. But am I elite?
So I think there's two kinds of elite. There's the economic elite, of course, is one component. If you look at kind of a broader range, you could look at economics and geography and education. Usually, is how we define those that are in the upper income level. They're living in places that have very high incomes and home prices, and they've all had not just education, not just secondary education. Most of them have PhD level education. So there's some very interesting things there. And then also just in terms of the economists in general, which is one of the things that we got to in the interview this week, is that it's economists that are really being out of touch with a lot of this. And of course, they're advising both the current administration and the former administration in terms of what you should talk about when it comes to the economy.
Yeah, I felt this for a lot of years just as a news reporter, being in people's homes and listening to their struggles for decades now, since the 80s. And I've felt that the elites, whatever they are, sometimes I look at Washington, D.C., and I think that they're out of touch.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't necessarily walk around and think, the elites are out of touch. I just think in general, there's a lot of people who have, a lot of money or a lot of power who are totally out of touch with what's going on in communities all across Utah and all across America. Just having traveled the entire United States twice in my lifetime, you just stop in small towns and feel like there's a lot of people who are out of touch. And Michael Powell with The Atlantic spoke to you on Inside Sources. He was looking at things like food prices, mortgage rates, other things affecting people who are living paycheck to paycheck and what's leaving Americans discouraged. So I want to hone in on about a one-minute clip from your show, Boyd.
What I did is I looked at not just the what is called the core inflation rate, but, all the various inflationary costs, many of which are not counted in that inflation statistic. So, for instance, food inflation is up 20% over the last 3 or 4 years. High interest rates have had an inflationary impact, particularly for working class and lower middle class people. So mortgages are going up. New car loans are vastly more expensive because of high rates. Credit cards rates are up. So I looked at a whole series of these things, and frankly, in the end, it isn't a terrible surprise that a lot of Americans look at this economy, no doubt feel good that they're employed, but thinking, I'm falling behind, and I've been falling behind for a long time now.
One of the biggest complaints I used to hear as a news reporter, Boyd, was also this, that you go to the doctor and you never know how much something was going to cost in this nation. You have to be taken to an emergency room because you're in a car accident, and maybe it's an emergency room that's out of network. Yeah. So you're stuck with, this actually happened to my family once. We ended up in an emergency room that was out of network, and the bill was so astronomical and there was no recourse for us.
Right.
So there's a lot of layers to this. I understand the food component. I understand the car component. But we're wiped out financially.
Yeah. No, it's an interesting thing because it really is going to be in the middle of a lot of the discussions we're going to hear from now until the first Tuesday of November politically. It's going to be all about it. And so this is one of the interesting things we got to your point, Debbie, that problem is that Washington generally and politicians specifically – talk to the American people as if they are economists, and we are not economists. So they can say things like, oh, well, inflation is slowing, and they can say that the jobs report was fantastic. And all those things are right if you're an economist. But we're not. We're consumers. And so that's where the big disconnect. The Biden administration is struggling mightily because the president's out there saying, we did this, we did this, the economy's great. In fact, some of them kind of look at the American people and say, well, you should be happy. You should be grateful. But they're saying, no, it cost me 20% more to fill my grocery cart. The price of I'm paying at the pump is 50% higher than it was 4 years ago.
Yeah, I just paid $3.99 a gallon yesterday.
Yeah. And so there's this great disconnect. And so that further undermines trust in our institutions and those that are going to try to lead the country. And so to me, that was the really interesting part of it is that there's lots of things that are good and there's lots of things you can tout in terms of the jobs report and so on. But the reality for most people sitting around the kitchen table, it's what you said, Debbie. They're wiped out. Yeah. They're exasperated. They're exhausted because they're always running out of money before they run out of month. And so you can't put a lipstick on that pig and say, you should be grateful. You should be happy. Things are awesome because their reality is not quite so awesome.
Well, this is what makes me cringe. Every time I hear someone talk about inflation, and by someone I mean the president or, you know, he's like, oh, we got inflation under control. What you're forgetting is I'm already stuck with the new prices. Mm. Sure, it's slowing down a little bit more, but that incredible 2-3 year run where inflation was going up, 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 that means prices were going up, up, up permanently.
Yeah,
and that's the difference.
Yeah, and they're not going down. And the only thing we have to remember is that when they talk about some of those numbers, they're not saying that it's going down. It's just growing slower than it was before. So again, there's that dissonance between what's the reality, what you're actually living. And it is.
It's a lot of spin. You and I have worked behind the scenes. You were in D.C. I was with the FBI. I'm not saying we just spend time spinning, but we saw things, you know, that were getting spun all the time. We've worked in media a long time. This just does feel like a spin. But I think this disconnect has been brewing. It has been going on for years. You know, when I was admitted to the hospital to have our first child, we didn't know how much we were going to end up paying. I was just thinking about another ER bill that came in from 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I got an ER bill in my mailbox a couple of weekends ago, and I was scared to death to open it. Do you know, without insurance, it would have cost us almost $3,000. But because, you know, thank goodness, pray to the Lord that we have double insurance. Mm. And so we were able to only pay $14. Yeah. But there are so many families out there that would open that bill and get stuck with $1,000 or $2,000 of that. So I'm going back to the medical issue again. I think that's been a huge underlying issue in America, that the elites, the quote-unquote elites, have been completely out of touch with. You know, you could even get down to ticket prices to go to a concert. Yeah, it might just be all fun and games, but families want to go do fun things, and they can't afford $200 a pop for a ticket.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that is where everything is going, that you can talk about it and you can spin it, but you have to get to the reality or nothing ever changes. And so I think that's a big part of what we're seeing is that they just rename things. Dave and I were talking just before we started. It used to be we just measured inflation. And then that was not always such a rosy picture. So then they invented this thing called core inflation so that you don't have to count food and gas. And now they have super core, which takes out some of the, you know, housing and all of that. And if you don't count anything, inflation is zero. Dave, I'm breaking news with you today.
It's Skittles. That's it's all Skittles. We're measuring. It's the Skittles inflation. It's the only thing we're – and they haven't caught up a lot this year.
Yeah. And so a lot of – you know, a lot of people are saying – and a lot of economists have been saying, you know, this is a – another new term they've thrown out there, again, totally disconnected. This is vibeflation. It's like the American people just have a bad vibe now about the economy, and they just need to buck up and be happy because things are really going well. But they're not, you know, going to the grocery store. They're probably sending someone to the grocery store. They have all the other options in there, including their entertainment.
Oh, boy. It's like if you're in a bad relationship. And you know you're in a bad relationship, and everyone's like, oh, you're so lucky. And you're like, I don't know. It doesn't seem like that lucky
that
for
way.
Me right now. Boyd, thank you for joining us. Inside Sources today starts at 1. Boyd Matheson. This segment of the Dave and Dujanovic Show is brought to you by Window World of Utah. Call Window World of Utah today to replace your windows and doors without the hassle or bologna.
Yeah. Thanks, Boyd, for bringing the spice today. Now I'm all wound up. I mean, I am all wound up. I would think about this all day long. Just stop the spin. We need to stop believing or buying into the spin. We've started to figure that out in a big way. Okay, we're going to go back to the big story of the day for American workers. 30 million American workers under what's called non-compete agreements means they can't jump ship. They can't leave their employer and start their own business because they signed these non-compete agreements. Well, the FTC just voided them. They voided them. Senator Todd Weiler joining us next to talk about a Utah law when it comes to non-compete agreements and what this new decision means for Utah workers.